We have Centerpoint North and Centerpoint South. So currently we're for sale or going for sale November 7th at Centerpoint North, which is on the north side of Markdale, and it is going to be freehold townhomes in Centerpoint North. And we are currently under construction. We're putting in two blocks of townhomes right now. The foundations are in. And we're going to market November 7th. And the idea is the first closings are going to be late May 2021.
Andrew, tell us about Devonlea Homes. Give us an idea of where you're located and how you found Markdale, or how Markdale maybe found you.
So Devonlea Homes is, we were incorporated back in 96, so we've been around for a while. Our head office is in Orangeville. We are known as kind of a small town builder. We build in like Orangeville, Alliston, you know, Midland, Huntsville, Collingwood, those sorts of towns. We are in Barrie, but that's the only city that we've actually built in. Markdale, interestingly enough, the person that I ended up buying the land from, I've known since I was, you know, very young, just happened to be a contact. And then Markdale, used to go there with my, you know, my grandparents. We'd go to Chapman's Ice Cream. I was born, raised, you know, north of Shelburne. So I kind of knew that Markdale was there. And then when you think about Markdale, and the reason we call it Center Point is because it is kind of the center point of Gray County. It has, as you know, the hospital. There's a new hospital proposed to be coming. There's a good vibe there. The CAO who took over the job, the town of Markdale, Rob Adams, was formerly from Orangeville. I knew Rob quite well, and he called me and he said, you know, you need to look seriously at Markdale. And went up there, and we took a look, and we ended up buying a farm on the south side, which we've successfully got a draft plan approval on now. And then we bought some land on the north side, and we're excited. And I do think with the growth and the spread, I think Markdale, with what it has to offer, is going to be an attractive option for folks.
Andrew Kidd is the owner-president of Devonlea Homes. We're talking about Centerpoint North and South at Markdale. Is this project similar or vastly not similar to other projects that you've done, say Midland, Huntsville, Orangeville, Alliston, Andrew?
It's very, very similar. In fact, a lot of the product offering that we bring, because we know that it works in these communities, and the funny thing is it generally will work in different markets as long as there's, you know, similarities. And so the townhomes, the single detached, the lot sizes, the makeup of the lot fabric is very, very similar to what we've done elsewhere.
Is there a particular demographic that Centerpoint North or South is designed for, or is it for a wide range of families or retirees or seniors? What do we have?
I firmly believe it's going to be wide-ranging. Certainly the product that we're bringing appeals across the spectrum. That said, when we did some public open houses in Markdale, I don't know, maybe 2 years ago now, we did get a lot of, you know, the empty nester crowd was there, certainly. And I think that there's a demand for that. But I do think that there are young families that are going to move to Markdale. And I do think that there are, you know, if you think about some of the employment opportunities around there and even, you know, government jobs and that sort of thing with the new hospital, I believe that there's a reason for young families to be in Markdale as well. So across the board, I would say.
Last couple of questions for Andrew Kidd, owner-president of Devonlea Homes, joining us today to talk about Centerpoint South and Centerpoint North in the Markdale area. You may have already touched on this, Andrew, but tell us about your time frame here in terms of building and in terms of selling.
So Centerpoint North is, the streets are in, the plan is registered. Right down to the hydro services are in. We are under construction there. We're pouring concrete as we speak. The first closings, first time people can move in, will be the end of May, June 2021. Centerpoint South is going to be the second project, and our plan is to start earthworks and servicing that project next summer, and the closings would realistically be late 2022 in Centerpoint South. But Centerpoint North, absolutely closings will happen summer of 21.
Finally, Andrew, I can hear it in your voice, a level of excitement as it pertains to the Markdale project. Does it ever become routine? Does it ever become old hat with your experience of similar markets?
No, it doesn't. There's a tremendous amount of excitement when you move into a new place. There's been no subdivisions built in Markdale for over 20 years. And it's interesting when you feel the excitement in the community, you feel the excitement even with the town staff, the planning department, the members of council, the mayor. It's very exciting. Our head office is in Orangeville. We have people literally driving into our head office, walking up the stairs to the administration level and asking, when are you going to be available for us to purchase in Markdale? So, I mean, fingers crossed, I think there's some demand, and it is very exciting.